AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. As the war rages on in Ukraine, the U.S. and Russia have agreed to a prisoner swap. Former Marine Trevor Reed is being freed in exchange for Konstantin Yaroshenko, a Russian pilot who's been serving a 20-year federal prison sentence in Connecticut for conspiracy to smuggle cocaine into the U.S. The AP's Eric Tucker reports more Americans are still being held in Russia.
We have Brittany Griner, who is a star WNBA player. She was arrested in mid-February after her bag was searched and there was a residue of cannabis that was found. According to Russian authorities, we have another individual, Michigan corporate security executive by the name of Paul Whelan, who is serving a very lengthy prison sentence on espionage-related charges that his family says are totally bogus.
The swap seemed unlikely to herald any larger breakthrough between Washington and Moscow. Russia cut off natural gas to NATO members Poland and Bulgaria and threatened to do the same with other countries, dramatically escalating its standoff with the West over the war in Ukraine. European leaders call the move blackmail. A memorial is being held at Washington's National Cathedral for former Secretary of State Madeleine Albright. President Biden delivered the eulogy.
Freedom endures against all odds in the face of every aggressor, because there are always those who will fight for that freedom. In the 20th and 21st century, freedom had no greater champion than Madeleine Corbel Albright.
Albright died of cancer last month. She was 84. Bill Hwang, the owner of a New York-based hedge fund that collapsed when it defaulted on margin calls, has been arrested on charges alleging he defrauded leading global investment banks and brokerages. Stocks are higher but remain shaky in early trading on Wall Street after a big sell-off yesterday. This is AP News. Safety experts are looking at what might be learned after a tornado tore through an Amazon warehouse.
When a twister struck a large Amazon delivery center in Edwardsville, Illinois this winter, the building collapsed and six workers died. The Federal Occupational Safety and Health Administration says the company's weather procedures met minimum safety guidelines, but that Amazon, with warehouses all across the country, still needs improvements to protect workers during severe weather like hurricanes and tornadoes. Regulators sent a hazard alert letter to the Seattle company on Tuesday. OSHA officials found some employees couldn't recall the location of the facility's shelter or ever participating in severe weather drills. About 10 minutes before disaster struck, managers directed workers to shelter in a restroom, but the designated tornado shelter was in the northern portion of the building. All those injured or killed went to shelter in a separate restroom on the hard-hit south end. I'm Jennifer King.
A British court ruled the government acted illegally when it discharged hospital patients into nursing homes without testing them for the coronavirus or isolating them. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.